Welcome back to segment number two of Meet the Community this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Marissa Lightsey, local real estate agent, is our guest this morning. We kind of talked a little bit about you growing up around the Mexico area for the most part in buying your own business. You said you went to college for a little bit and then went right into the workforce. And so talk a little bit about somebody who may be interested in getting into the real estate business. Do they need to have that college degree to get in, or is it more real life experience? What does that process look like?
Yeah, so I did not finish my college degree. I was a commuter to William Woods University, and I wrecked my car on the way there one day. And at that time, I didn't have two pennies to rub together, so I couldn't afford to buy a new car. And I just was like, well, I guess that's kind of over with. So I went to work for Gallagher. And I think that if you were going to get your license, I talked to a lot of kids in the high school who are interested in getting their real estate license. And I think that that's great. I do think that real estate is one of those businesses where if you don't go to college, that's fine, but you do need some life experience under your belt. So I always say that, you know, my other jobs at Gallagher, even when I was a waitress in school, like those things helped me to really grow and develop my personality and become a little more confident in who I was. So that way I could do this. I think it'd be really tough to just come straight out of high school into this, but I've seen it done. So it is possible. It just a little more difficult.
Absolutely. I know you do talk to the high school students, and I've talked to real estate agents too, and they say, you know, the budgeting aspect of being a real estate agent is something that you have to get used to and manage, because you might sell a house and the check may not come in for a couple of months. Is that something that people need to be aware of too?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that a lot of people think that real estate can be like a get rich quick thing, like you can just make a lot of money, but they don't take into consideration that you're a 1099 independent contractor, so you're going to have to pay your own taxes. You've got to pay other brokers or whoever was involved. You've got a lot of expenses going out, as well as all of your supplies to run your business, because you're basically a self-employed person when you're a real estate agent. So yes, there is a great income potential, but there you definitely do have to budget, because you can have some really big months and you can have some really, really bad months. And that's just part of it.
No doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit about some of the organizations that you're involved with in the Mexico community. You know, the Soybean Festival always comes to mind. The JCs do a wonderful job putting that on, bringing in local talent and talent from Nashville. I know that it is a big process to put all of that together. That's one organization you've been involved with for a while?
Yes. Yeah, I've been a member of the JCs for 3 or 4 years now. I am currently co-presidents with Logan Ray, so we have a 2-year term. So last year was our first year, and then we've got this year. So we have one more soybean under our belt. We're already in the works on it. We've already booked some entertainment we're really excited about. So yeah, it's definitely a process. So in addition to the JCs, I'm also on the Chamber Executive Committee and the Economic Development Committee, as well as some other things I just kind of do around town. So try to stay as involved as I can around here.
No doubt about it. For people who are wondering about the JCs, how do they go about maybe becoming a member, and what kind of things do you guys do?
We always say just show up. So if you know a JC, reach out, see when the next meeting is, or you could always reach out to me. That is really how I first got started. I think I just knew somebody who was a JC. They told me when a meeting was. I showed up, and I've been there ever since. So super easy, painless process. It just, you know, requires to help out a little bit.
No doubt about it. I'll tell you what, we'll take our second break here, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap things up as we're listening to Meet the Community this morning with our special guest, Marissa Lightsey, local real estate agent on AM 1340 KXEO.